to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, day after day, with fabulous shows and amazing women that I've met along this journey, and we're just breaking those myths that, you know, mompreneurs and women in business are just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, we're savvy, and we're empowering each other and supporting each other in this journey that we are on. And I'm excited to be sharing Michelle Miller today. And again, marveling at the women that I meet on the journey. Michelle is the CEO. She's the founder of My First Workout. It's an award-winning mom-founded company on a mission to build stronger family connections and instill a habit of fitness from the earliest age possible. The key to a healthier tomorrow is strengthening kids today. This super smart kids fitness program focuses on fun and ease and has quickly become one of the most innovative and critically essential new products with the market in 2019. Certified personal trainer and founder of My First Workout, Michelle Miller's over 20 years experience in the fitness industry and has developed the My First Workout program just for kids ages 5 to 10 years old to do at home or with a parent. So, Michelle, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you, Dori. It's such a pleasure to be here and to be talking with you and your viewers.
So I'm going to ask, you know, I mean, I'm a jock parent. So my kids, you know, I was outside. My son was 18 months old and had his little Velcro mitt with a Velcro ball so I could teach him how to get under it and get, oh, you know. It's so funny because my children's dad was training for the Olympics. And my son, who's my oldest, literally would do sit-ups with dad. He'd put his feet underneath the couch so he could do his sit-ups. His dad had the bull worker. And it was so funny because Dan would hold it. He'd stand and he'd push it down. But, I mean, his whole life, you know, always into fitness. So I think it's so important to share it as early as possible. Are there certain guidelines you should be looking at when it comes to your kids' fitness?
There are guidelines. They've been out since 2008. They just came out with some brand new ones. The U.S. government issued some brand new guidelines on physical fitness. And for kids age 6 to 17 years old, it's 60 minutes of moderate to vigorous aerobic physical activity daily, such as walking, biking, swimming, exercises that strengthen the heart, the lungs, and the circulatory system, but also a part of the fitness equation that's often either neglected or just not really understood or is even known that it's there is muscle and bone strengthening. It's so important. And 2 to 3 times per week, the government says children should be engaging in activities that strengthen the muscles and bones, climbing, swinging from monkey bars, weight-bearing activities such as push-ups like your son did, pull-ups, and weight training. And they want to do what they see us doing, which is such a key. I love that she said that because it's so true. They want to do adult-like activities. It just has to be modified and appropriate for children.
Is it even okay for kids at 5 years old to start doing muscle strengthening exercises and things? I mean, isn't that free weights?
It is, and it's absolutely okay. One, you know, the guidelines say it's okay. There's so many establishments out there, you know, such as the CDC and the American Academy of Pediatricians and Mayo Clinic and the International Sports Science. They all have their different research and ages on when to start. But if you think about it, Dori, you think about, you know, activities that kids do on a daily basis, you know, such as climbing a tree or swinging on monkey bars, they are using their own body weight, their little 40-pound frames. If if you're around kids, kids are picking each other up at 40 and 30 pounds, you know, a gallon of milk weighs 8.6 pounds, and, you know, the average second grader's backpack weighs 5 pounds. So they absolutely can pick up weight, and they do it every single day. The key is to load them properly, and that is why I created, you know, my first workout. You know, my kits, you know, for a 5 to 7 year old, the highest amount of weight that comes, you know, is 4 pounds. For my age 8 to 10 year olds, it's 5 pounds is the highest amount of weight that you're going to find in my kit. It's important to load kids properly because they are lifting weights every single day. But when they're one-sided or they're hauling a kid, they're picking a kid up and bending their back backwards, that's not necessarily going to strengthen and actually could injure them.
Huh. You know, I have to tell you, I can see my son, you know, because my grandson's a year old, and I could totally see him, you know, this is going to be so exciting for him to be listening to this. Are there activities in there that encourage parents to be exercising with their children?
That is what the whole program is about, and that's the whole reason I created this program. Is I was lying there one day with my six-year-old and so appreciative for how healthy and happy he is, and I know that all parents want that for their children, you know, but all parents don't necessarily have the training like I do. This is my field. I work with people of all ages and fitness levels. My training has been with the body. I know what is okay for him to do and what is not. And, you know, I just thought of other parents. I said, you know, I know those parents are great at what they do. And so how can I help them? And that's why I created my first workout. And it's a program that is just for kids, but the parents do it with their child to make sure they get down on the floor with them, or they pop my video in, and they make sure that the kids are doing the weights correctly, they're doing the exercises correctly. And the great thing is it gets the parents get to work out too. They get their own set of dumbbells. But what I hear from parents everywhere I go is they're always trying to join my workout, Michelle, and I don't know what to do with them. I don't know if my exercises are going to hurt them. So this is the one program that is all the best exercises, the great exercises, and they're just modified for kids, but parents do them too. And so the whole family gets on the floor together, and no matter what age group the person is, they just modify just a little bit with the weights. The weights will be a little bit different, and older kids or the parents will probably need to do a few more repetitions than the younger ones that are coming in at, you know, 5, 6, and 7. But absolutely, it's a family fitness program.
How does this differ from other programs that are out there? How does my first program and my first workout differ?
Well, what's different, what I've found is, you know, when I went to search for, you know, that moment when I said I want to help these families and these kids, and I went to look to see what was out there, the only thing I found was, frankly, a lot of dumbed-down equipment. I saw blow-up dumbbells and block dumbbells, and I saw videos that you could pop in, you know, and you do your, you know, your few exercises, and that was it. It wasn't anything that really truly was a progressive program that really taught the skill of weight training, which is different than cardio. This is not, we're not shuffling back and forth and doing PE drills. This is a true fundamental weight training program that these kids are going to see when they walk into a gym someday or into an aerobics class. They're going to see these moves in those classes, and they will have been brought up with these skills. And that's the biggest difference, is that this is not, once you get through, and everything comes together, for one, this is the real deal. These are real weights, real sandballs, real exercise mats. Everything is just custom to a kid's size, age appropriate. The weight is appropriate to what a child between the ages of 5 and 10 should be lifting. And the best part of my program is that when program one is no longer, you know, challenging, there are 11 more programs, and I keep tweaking each one. So you keep seeing the moves. The body keeps saying, okay, I've seen that before. Oh, but now we're going to add this. And so I just build in coordination and balance, and I just keep making it a little bit more harder, and there's 12 programs in all. It's the only true strength training progressive program that's out there that I've found.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors, because I really want to get more into all of these different benefits and everything that you are doing with my first workout and my first program. So we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans, take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from stadiumbags.com. Our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at stadiumbags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Michelle Miller about my first workout and this entire weight training program that you put together. I love that it's a progressive program. I love that once you've mastered level one, there are 11 other levels and 11 other programs for mm-hmm. you to tap into. Do the parents need to have any kind of special training to exercise with their child with these programs?
And they do not. And that was my main goal in doing this. I said, you know, I want to make sure that I've given anybody who's going to be working with this child, whether it's a coach, whether it's a grandparent, a big brother, big sister, a caregiver, a parent, if they've had no training at all and they pick up a My First Workout program, I want them to, from the minute that kit arrives in their house, that they can open it up and begin teaching. And that's why I put all the equipment in there. They don't have to drive around to the stores and get all the stuff. Everything is right there. And so whether you learn by pictures, I did that. I gave the poster a beginning and end format. And I also went a step further and I created a video so that if you learn better by doing and practicing and seeing, then there's a video. So you do not have to have any training. And if you do have training, then that's even better. But if you don't, everything is there for you. And I encourage you to get down on the floor and do the workout with your child and talk to them and look at them in the eyes. I bond so closely with everybody that I work with. And that's another reason I wanted to give these tools to parents so that they could bond with their kids rather than having me bond with them like I do. You wind up just getting into the most wonderful conversations, and exercise just brings out the positive in the conversation. And so I encourage that, you know, for these families. And that's why I gave you everything you'd need.
In creating all of this, how did you put together all of the different elements? I mean, I know you've got a really strong background in all of this, but I mean, you seem to have put so much forethought into each element here. So I'd love to know how you went about it.
You know, Dory, it was just one of those moments in life, you know, where, you know, we're all put on this earth for a reason. And I always felt like there was something more that I should be doing than what I was, but I just every day took the path that I was, you know, meant to take. And it, I feel like it really all led to this, this idea about, you know, helping families get fitness into their child's life from an early age. And, you know, from the moment my mind took off, I just said, you know, if I was working with these kids, what would I do? I would want them to know what you do with dumbbells. I'd want them to know all the exercises you can do on the floor with a mat. I'd want them to understand a jump rope is something you could take anywhere you go, whether you travel, you can stick it in your backpack. It's just a light piece. I want them to have a cardio piece. I'm a step instructor. I've done step for 20 years. I wanted a step in my little kit because not only is it a carrying case for all the other equipment, but it is an amazing piece. We use it as a bench for some exercises. It's great for cardio. You step up and down. Research says one of the best exercises to strengthen the bones in your legs is a step. You step up and you down. You're loading those legs. Balance. So I don't know, you know, Dory, it was just one of those things that, you know, those were the pieces that I wanted in the kit. And I just said, you know what, I got to do pictures, but I think it'd be even better to do a video just in case, you know, there's people that have never done exercise. I want them to get it. And I want them to see just how easy it is. Don't form these ideas about exercise in your mind that aren't necessarily true. It's so doable. And I'm going to start you off with 2 days a week, 20 minutes, just put it into your home and make it into a habit in your family. And from there, other things will happen. You'll be amazed at how much you want to start maybe eating better or maybe going out and walking. But 2 days a week, just start. And it just all came together really in my mind. It was a divine inspiration, I think.
I would think so too. So what kind of children benefit from your program?
Well, and that's the thing, you know, as I was sitting there, it took me several months to put together the 12 programs. I started with the original 13 exercises that are just the best of the best exercises. Every one of my programs is you work your entire body. All your major muscle groups will be worked. But I literally just thought of all these different kids, all these kids I have worked with personally, all these kids that I read about in the news and all these, you know, the research that comes out. And I literally, this program literally is for every child. So whether you are a serious athlete or a casual athlete out there, our athlete story, I worry about our athletes in this next generation. You know, we do a lot of sitting. These kids sit on the way to school, during school, after school. They are not being loaded properly. Mm-hmm. Their tissues are not being loaded properly. And then we send them out on the field to do these explosive high-energy moves, and they are getting injured. Since 2000, there's a five-fold increase in the number of shoulder and elbow injuries in our baseball players. Overuse injuries account for more than half of all the injuries, and it's just where they're not loaded properly. So I want to help our athletes be better athletes. I want to enhance their performance, and a program that is building them fundamentally in all back to front, you know, all their major muscle groups. They're not just doing sport-specific patterns. I thought about our athletes. I thought about our gamers and these kids that love, their bodies are just more sedentary. They love to read. They love to do gaming. They love, you know, they don't identify with sports, but they have bodies, and I want them to be the best gamers and these future scientists. And, you know, if you don't have to be an athlete to do exercise, and I wanted to get these kids and just give them the experience of what it feels like to move so that, you know, they can, you know, their backs and necks and, you know, all those things that are over time, it's not going to be good for them, you know, if they don't, when they're young, start strengthening their bodies. And so I thought of those, you know, sedentary kids, but also, Dory, our kids with disabilities, you know, they're coming into the world, children with cerebral palsy. Their muscle tone is not even to the standard of what their peers is. And so I thought of all their kids, you know, with disabilities and Children with developmental disorders have a higher prevalence of being overweight, having osteoporosis, having reduced cardiovascular fitness and impaired circulation right off the bat. And, you know, so mildly strenuous exercise has been shown to reduce stereotypic movements, maladaptive behaviors, and fatigue in children with autism and other developmental disabilities. So just every child, Dori, was on my heart as I created this program. And I know that when a child, you know, no matter what they go on to be in life, that their quality of life will be so much better if they're strong, if they're strong, fit kids.
On that note, Michelle, thank you so much for being here with us on Word of Mom Radio. Please let everyone know how they can find you and how they can get the My First Workout for their family.
Well, we have a website. It's www.myfirstworkout.com, and we're also on Amazon. If you look under My First Workout Kit, you'll find us. And just, I would love to offer all of your wonderful loyal fans a discount off my kit, Dori, just for, you know, just the privilege of being able to be with you. And if you want to put on your website, I'll give you a special code just for your listeners.
We will have that up on the show page and on wordofmomradio.com. And I highly suggest that you take advantage of it. You know, instilling this in our children, exercise, fitness, giving them those choices and giving them those resources early are our best chance at keeping them healthy later on. Really is.
Yes.
It really is. So I totally applaud you for what you are doing. So
thank you, and thank you for giving me a platform to do that. Thank you.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. It's a wonderful thing to be able to have this for that specific reason. So people know that there are resources out there. So for all of you tuning in, I want to thank you for being here with us on Word of Mom Radio. Here on the Word of Mom Media Network, please reach out, myfirstworkout.com. Get some information and get this for your family. It is so important. Take that time to be with them. So on behalf of all of us, this is Dori DiCarlo saying, go out and create a marvelous you. So bye for now.